What is going on, world? This is your main man, LP, checking in with you guys from Epic Radio. Hopefully all is well. I hope you guys had a great weekend. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to everybody in the whole world for going to see Black Panther. From what I've been reading so far, it did anywhere from 210 to 218 million opening weekend. So it came in as number 5 top grossing movies in first weekend. So congratulations to all the cast and the people at Marvel that putting together a dope film for us to go check out. Now, me personally, I didn't get a chance to check it out because you guys brought all tickets. So I said, hey, I want to see it. It was my son as well, too. We're both going to see it. So what I'm going to do, I don't want nobody dry snitching on me. I'm going to pull a Ferris Bueller move this weekend. So what we're going to do is when school comes up Tuesday, maybe Wednesday, I'm going to take my son out of school. And we're going to go to the movies and see Black Panther. So one of the cool things of being a dad. So get a chance to do that. So you get a chance to enjoy that as well, too. So besides that, it's All-Star Weekend. We had the rookie game. We had the dunk contest. We had the three-point shootout. So shout out to Donovan Mitchell from the Utah Jazz. Won the slam dunk contest last night. Darren Booker from Phoenix Suns. He won the three-point shootout. So it was a good look for some of these teams that kind of need that too. And then we got the All-Star game tonight with Team LeBron versus Team Curry. So tell me what you think. Who you riding with? Hit me up on that Instagram. You know, Mr. Epic Forever. Same thing on Twitter, Mr. Epic Forever. Make sure you follow both Epic Radio, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, everything. So you get a chance, hit me up. Let me know how your weekend's going. Talk to you in a minute. This weekend, you got a chance to check out Drake's new video, God's Plan. I like it. I like it. I remember when he dropped the 2-song EP about a month ago. It was God's Plan and Diplomatic Immunity, which were 2 great songs, well-written, well-put together. And when he dropped the video, it put everything in place and kind of perspective a little bit. Him going to the grocery store and saying, hey, I'm paying for everyone's groceries, I thought that was dope. Him helping out some of the families and talking to some of the kids saying, hey, you know, you got to step up. You know, you're the man of the house. I think he was talking to the one young man, him and his mom maybe had some hardship. And I thought that was dope of Drake to just say, hey, I'm going to spend the budget for this video to help people. Not only that, he donated some money to the University of Miami and just doing everything. And I think hip hop itself, I don't think we appreciate Drake enough. I've always said he's been dope. He's my favorite artist now. And, you know, I come from that era of the golden era. The Jay-Z's, the Nas's, the DMX's, the Ja Rule's. I'm from that era. So just to see a guy that can not only deliver a dope message, put together great club bangers, and be able to help out the community, I think he's dope. I don't think we cheer enough for Drake. Enough in the hip-hop community. So shout out to Drake for that. But the video is dope. I love it. You know, I've watched it a couple times. It's one of my favorite songs anyway, so I like to hear it even when I'm out, when I'm working out. If I'm just on my social media, I have it playing on the other phone. So I like the video. I love everything he's doing. So I think it's gonna be a big year for Drizzy Drake the rest of 2018. So you get a chance, tell me what you think about it. I like it. Tell me what you think about it. So the other day, I'm at the gym working out and took a break to look at my Facebook comments, as all guys do. You know, we're not in the gym working out like that all day, ladies. So that's just an inside tip. We're not working out 3, 4, 5 hours. Probably working out an hour. The other 2 hours, just look at that Facebook and Instagram. But that's neither here or there. So I'm in this group, which I don't even know how I got invited into it. And it was a video a lady made stating that she won't date a guy or be in a relationship with a guy moving forward. If he really likes her, just give her a ring and we can go from there with it. And a couple ladies in the comments were like, yeah, that's what we should do. And I suggested that I don't think that will fly in today's time, basically. And had a good, healthy discussion, debate with some of the people in the group. And a lot of ladies kind of looked at it as well. Even the lady that made the video, they looked at it as well. If we're engaged, that means we're working on something. Dating and relationships are like just wasting time, basically. And I kind of beg to differ, to say the least. So if you get a chance, hit me up. What do you think about relationships? Is it a waste of time? Or should you just go ahead and say, hey, put a ring on it and work from there? Hit me up, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, everything. Mr. Epic Forever, Epic Radio. What's going on, everybody? So back to the question that we just had before the break. Is relationships and dating a waste of time, or should you just go ahead, put a ring on it and learn from there? This goes back to the Facebook group that I was in this past weekend and some comments about a lady saying, hey, dating and relationship is a waste of time. Just give me a ring. We can go from there with it. I treat relationships just like you would buy a car. You don't just put the money down on a car and take off in it. You have to check the mileage, make sure the engine works, any transmission issues. No different in relationship. Hey, do we have mutual friends that we may know? Your family. How is your side of family compared to my side of family? If we become together, how does this look? You know, do you have any issues? Do you have any drama? You know, how did your last relationship end? You know, what did you learn from that? Vice versa. Because if marriage is the ultimate goal, you need to know this person you're dealing with. Not just saying, hey, give me a ring so you can take me off the market and not waste my time. But I think you have to spend time to learn each other. What you think? You get a chance, hit me up and give me your thoughts.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.